boy loves Beyonce. Yeah, that's it. Every boy loves Beyonce. Yeah, okay. Every boy loves Beyonce. Yeah, every boy loves Beyonce. I just wanna wax her on and off like a sensei. Don't disrespect the hoe. I don't want no gunplay, let me clean up my thoughts. Keep it moving, just like a one-way. Hold up, Thicko Huey, his thoughts are irreplaceable. Chanel, he keep it real, you know that boy is flawless. B's your favorite artist, and that's without a doubt. Time for discussion, you know what we about. Every boy loves Beyonce.
What's good, everybody? It's the one and only Bugaboo Hugh, aka Seduction is much more than beauty. ... It's exclusive.
Sexy. And it's your Bugaboo Charnel, aka put some respect on my check.
Yes. Oh, pay me in equity. Watch me reverse all that day. Speaking of respect on checks, I hope I'm getting paid for working today, because I didn't get any orders and the thing said I was on the clock, but I didn't get any orders, so I'm just hoping that I get paid for the time I was on the clock, because I need money.
Don't we all?
I need money. I'm working on stop saying, so, well, I can never, I'm working on getting I'm broke and I'm poor out of my vocabulary. I'm trying to you know, speak more financial prosperity into my life.
Yes.
So I feel like that's a step that I need to take. I've been thinking a lot about manifesting, and I listened to the Friend Zone, and they had a great episode with Miriam Hazna. I think that's her name. Hazna. Either way, it was an amazing, and she's like really, I'll follow her on Twitter now and everything, but she just talked about like manifesting stuff and energy, and you know, I love all that kind of shit.
Hey, glory.
So I'm just doing better in speaking, you know, better financial health into my life by not saying that I'm broke or poor, but I do not have money.
Well, I mean, I read between the lines, and that just means you're broke. So I'm joking. No, I've been trying to do the same thing. I made the conscious decision to pay my December rent in November.
Mm.
Specifically, so I could open up some liquid funds in the month of December, because Christmas is around the corner. But also because I think I mentioned it on the show before, that I am dedicated to paying off all of my credit card debt before the end of the year. And so I'm very close to it now. I've got, the way I see it, I go by pay periods. I was doing it by pay periods since like August.
Oh, wow.
So I've got two pay periods left in 2018. And probably by this one coming up, so next Thursday, it'll probably be done. I could do it. It's one of those things that if you spend it all, you know what I'm saying, on your credit cards, right, is that, and then you got to look at what's left behind. It's more than enough that I need, because again, things are paid off and stuff like that. But it's like, do I save it up for a little treat for myself? You know, I've been eyeing a Nintendo Switch all year, and Super Smash Brothers just came out. Or do I say, screw it, you don't need a Nintendo Switch because you don't have time for video games, mm-hmm, and just use that $300 you would have spent and put that towards your credit cards? Like, so it doesn't make any sense to buy a $300 thing if I'm trying to pay off debt. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw all of that towards that. So I know what you mean, though. Yeah. I'm trying to be more financially positive.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my debt down, too. It's going to take me a couple years, though. But, yeah, I'm then not invested in this acting coach. And it's actually very fun, so that I'm happy I made that investment. I'm learning a lot, and I need to learn.
Acting coaches.
Yes, you know, investing in developing a craft that I can call my own. You know, I don't feel comfortable saying it's mine because I don't know shit. But I'm not like completely horrible. I just need guidance and good direction so I can learn.
I'm so proud of you.
You know, I do my best. But thank you. Thank you. I call it the Department of, not Department of Education. I call it the people who do my student loans. And I asked the young lady, I was like, so my amount due, you know, monthly is this much. I can't afford that. So what can we do about making, you know, that a lesser amount so that I can, you know, pay something every month? And she was pretty much like, yeah, you want the lowest plan possible. So there's nothing we can do.
Ugh.
So, and I'm happy for the way I handled this. I didn't get mad at her. And I, before I said anything, I said, you know, I'm not, this isn't directed towards you. I don't have anything personal against you, so please don't take this as me, you know, attacking you or anything like that. But I honestly just want to know, because it doesn't make sense to me. If somebody is working and they have to still, you know, maintain a roof and food and gas and, you know, basic necessities of life, and they want to pay, but they're not able to meet the amount that you say they need to pay, why isn't there a way to get that to a more reasonable amount? I was like, it doesn't make sense and it's not fair. Like, it sounds like a setup. Like, and I was like, I don't know if you know who I can direct this to. And then, my dumb ass, I was like, I know they were probably recording the call, so maybe somebody's listening that can direct this to the proper person. But I just want to know, what happens in that situation when somebody cannot meet the amount that you're telling them they need to pay, but they actually want to pay something, but what you're telling them is too much.
Right.
Well, you know, it'll just go into, you know, it'll default. And then I'm like, and what does that mean exactly? They're like, well, you know, it'll go to collections and they can garnish your wages and tax. I'm like, so if somebody actually wants to pay, I was like, let me get this right. If somebody actually wants to pay, but they just can't do that amount, you just fuck.
Right, that sucks. I think student loans, we all know that student loans are a trap, and I think it's high time the federal government stops treating students as essentially cash, like loan cows. Like, they hound these students for the little bit of scraps they're making out of college, and they let these corporations get by with all these subsidies and things like that, when they could be, all the money you're trying to take from us, you could just be getting from Walmart. Oh. You could just... could be getting from Coke.
If you could be tax from your GM. Fucking president, how about that? Tax that motherfucker.
Yeah.
That'll clear out a lot of that student loan debt.
Lord, I can't. It's just a whole mess and a half.
It is.
It really is. It's trash. But is that how your school and life?
I was just about to say, school and life is probably financial stuff. That.
I think that's how I'm schooling life too. I think it's just me doing my thing, trying to pay down these debts, and because my credit score jumped 50 points, and I was hyped when I saw mine that. I was like, holy shit. Well, that's what happens sometimes. Yeah,
it's because of the program I'm in for my credit card debt.
There's one of the things, like I had to kind of reconcile a lot of debt a long time ago, but I didn't have to do it like on my credit report, if that makes sense. It just came down to like someone giving me money for a lot of the issues that they caused. And there was never any like defaulted credit cards or anything like that to have to kind of build back off of. But for me, it's just like it was all about credit usage.
I had high usage.
High uses versus how much credit I had and how many accounts I had open. Because at the time, I only had like two.
Mm.
And one of them was a secured account. And so now I've opened several in some ways and others. And they're working well. A lot of things have zero balances. So I'm not concerned about them. Like all the new shit is just sitting there. I pay for gas, pay it off, you know, just to keep it going. But other than that, it's just like, it's been cool. And every time it goes up, I'm just looking at that new car, you know. I'm sitting here looking at my options. Like that monthly car payment is going to get cheaper and cheaper the highest this score goes. So I'm like, Jesus, if it be your will, Lord, just let me be able to pull off and not have to have no co-sign.
Because, listen, I'm trying to keep my little thing going because it's mine. And if
same,
if I can just keep her going until, you know, I get a big check, you know, I would be grateful. But yeah, I'm doing it's a debt relief program, so they're working on negotiating a lower balance for my credit cards. And then once they reach a negotiation, right now I'm putting money into like a little escrow account. So once they reach a negotiation, they'll pull money out of that account to pay the creditors. But while they're negotiating, my credit score is dropping.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I couldn't pay the shit anyway, so it was going to be going down anyway. So, but instead of paying those, I'm putting a lesser amount of money into that escrow account. So, you know, it's going to take a while, but... You know, I fucked it up, so I got to clean it up and deal with the process that comes along with it. I take full responsibility. I no longer blame the credit card people.
You made your bed, got to lay in it type
and,
you
know,
deal.
And I'm as comfortable as I can get until I can afford a better one, you know?
Amen. You know what? Sometimes you gotta kind of just push your way through these abrasive ass times just to get to it. You know, just to get to a... And I'm just praying, you know, that it all works for you, that all things do, in fact, work together for my boy over here.
And, you know, we're going to get out this debt. We're going to be like the Rock Boys in the building tonight at one day. We can, you know, $95,000 on the wine bill. To keep it real, that was Chanel's bill.
But facts, you know.
Like, that's goals.
It is goals. I'm just really trying to be... successful, you know, like I'm just really out here just trying to. I'm thinking about it. I had a dream the other night. I don't know, this isn't school in life, but this is more like trying to school life, like plans to school life. Is I had a dream that I was on a plane. I don't even know where I was going, but I remember I was tweeting people and I got like 1,000 retweets and I was just like, you know, making moves in the air again. And I was like, I looked down and I had my little bag between my legs and whatever. And I was like, yep. I was like, I don't know what that dream was. I don't know why it was important, but I felt that was a knock on the doors of my heart. So I don't know if that's God lining me up so I can knock him down or what, but we about to do things.
That's all we can do is shake it up for 2019.
Did you just shimmy your shoulders?
I did.
Because I was like, why are we like this? Oh, God, we are. Oh, man. Oh,
so, yeah, that was school life. I love how those two come up so organically now.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck am I going to talk about? And they're just like, oh, just start talking.
This is how we doing it. We making it work.
All things work through bees is who strength exists. That was sacrilegious.
Whatever. It's a joke.
Y'all know our they know our hearts.
Right. If they don't, I don't care.
All right, so Jesus, this week.
I thought you were saying so Jesus. I was like, are we staying there?
Not yet. We'll get back to him at the end. No, right. On Sunday or Monday, what day was it? It was a day this week. The Global Citizens Fest happened.
Sunday.
That day. Yes, I was at work. and of course the Carters, you know, they headline, you know, typical shit for them. You know, typical Sunday. Right. Oh, let's headline a fucking festival. Number one, I just want to say I'm so happy for South Africa Hive.
Right?
They looked so excited and so joyful. And, like, they looked like they were... I mean, they have been waiting for this forever. They finally got it. And I was happy for them. They were crying. They were loud. It was an amazing audience from the little bit that they shared with us that I was grateful to have.
Right.
Did you watch any of?
I watched some clips. Like, I watched Ape Shit and things like some things. I watched Pharrell fuck up. Like, you you know, like, it was just wasn't, I don't know. We saw On the Run too. So it's not like we were getting anything.
Right. Well, it was a few new things. Well, yeah, it was a little bit. Number one, the outfits. The wardrobe.
Yeah, the outfits were different.
Amazing. That black and white one with the feathers.
With the feathers, I said, let me go and give me one of those. I've been doing that weird dance move with her shoulders, like, all day.
I've been doing that one-leg twerk, that One leg up. That's and that, it reminded me of this one song. It's a go-go song. They put your one leg up and put your booty on the floor. It reminds me of that every time. That pink dress, it was gorgeous with all them frills. Did you see the video where she was singing Halo?
I did, and with all the African like choir.
Yes. What the fuck was she doing when they were singing at the beginning? She was... Like, was that liturgical dance?
I don't know what B was feeling herself this day. I don't know if she had a couple gummies or what. B was like, I'm just gonna be out here vibing, y'all. I'm rich. I don't care what y'all do.
You came to see me, not the other way around.
Right.
But
I don't care that. I'm judging me.
The arrangement though was so beautiful. Number one, that choir was amazing, and then the arrangement of the song, like, genius.
But Beyonce she's good for that. Like, we know Beyonce kills it.
It's what she does. Her and Ed Sheeran did Perfect Duet, which was cute. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of tired of her bringing him on stage when he got an award that she should have. No, that was the other white man, Beck.
That was Beck.
I'm sorry.
That was Beck. We don't criminalize Ed Sheeran. There's a lot of folks that don't like Ed Sheeran. We could talk about. I saw an Instagram post the other day that rang super true. It was saying how I'll never downplay Beyonce's success because 20 years into the game and she's selling out stadiums and things like that. But we see these white men like Shawn Mendes and people like Taylor Swift who've only been in it for 10 years or 5 years or 3 years selling out stadiums. Like, why do you think that
is? I saw that same post.
And it's not because they're more talented than Beyonce.
It is not.
And so, but Ed Sheeran is talented. And if you knew Ed, I don't know, a lot of people know Ed Sheeran's story. But Ed Sheeran was homeless at 16, sleeping in the subway, selling CDs out of his backpack before he got his big break. And so, like, his story is, like, inspiring.
It is.
He didn't come from a six-figure, you know, home in Houston like Beyonce did, but Beyonce is a hard worker and talented. So, like, people tend to, like, vibe with Ed Sheeran more because he looks broke still. But, like, it's true. He just looks down to earth. But he's talented. He can sing his little redheaded ass off. Is. And Beyonce knows that because Beyonce's jumped on several stages and sang songs with him. So she knows where she goes.
And it was great. They sounded good together. I think everybody else's sound was messed up though, except for hers.
Right. She messed up the words a little bit.
I feel like she just brings her own. It's like, oh, y'all don't bring your own mics and shit? I'm so
Have you seen, oh my God, I'm going to send you this video. Do you know who Ricky Thomas is?
No.
He used to be a Viner, now he's a YouTuber. And his videos will give you life, Hugh. I feel like you'll love them. But someone had used his video to reference like the fact that HW died and Jimmy Carter was still alive. And it was
that, I did kind of get a chuckle out of that. I'm sorry. Not
right,
really.
Did you see the video I tweeted? Like, but it was, he was like, it is I, I'm looking good, I'm feeling great, I'm doing great. And he's like, oh, do I make y'all feel bad? Well, this won't take long.
I didn't see like, that, but
I'm going to find it, because you'll, every time you see, I think of Beyonce, she's like, and y'all are mad, oh, I make y'all feel bad. Well, I was like, that is Beyonce.
It is. Like, okay, well, anyway. But now somebody was talking about Ed Sheeran's clothes though, and in comparison to Beyonce's beautiful pink gown that she had on, dressed.
Whatever. He doesn't get dressed. Doesn't. We knew this.
Didn't he shit on himself on stage one time?
What?
Or like pisses? He did something. He excreted waste in his pants.
Are you thinking about Christina Aguilera?
No, that was a spray tan.
Let me go to Google.
No, I'm pretty sure Ed Sheeran like shat on himself.
Poop himself.
Or maybe it was piss. But I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh my God. Ed Sheeran once pooped his pants during a concert. Yes. Says he thought. No, this isn't real life. Hold on a second. He said it in an interview too. He misjudged a fart on stage. I mean, I would fart during the performance too. Oh my God, this bothers me. He said, I'm just going to stand for the rest of the performance and hope it's over soon so I can go home and throw. Bitch, if you don't walk off that stage, you wipe your ass. I'm so sick. Listen. I'm so mad you told me about this. Let's move on. I can't even do this. He's one of my faves, and I just can't.
Oh, man. You know, from the footage that we actually got to see, they did On the Run. No, they did open it up with Magna Carta, Holy Grail. And yeah. Jay-Z forgot the words again. And I feel like Beyonce was over it. He was like, Blue told me, remind you. Oh.
See, and y'all keep making me want to forgive him because it's his birthday and stuff like that. It was.
Happy belated birthday, Dad.
Dad? Man, fuck that. I ain't got no time for that. It won't be me.
And then she had she had to bring him in for the second verse. She had to start it for him.
Oh, God. Beyonce saved us all. It was a cackle.
It truly was. I saw a little bit of Pharrell, but I turned it off quickly because I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
Forgetting his words, and B and J had to fill them in.
Everybody was high.
I was so
everybody was high.
Man, they had to have been.
They did On the Run. No, did they do On the Run? They did. They sold that one. They sold Bonnie and Clyde. They didn't show any of like Jay-Z's solo stuff.
Thank God. No.
She did EXO. We saw that. But, okay, so are you mad that we didn't get to see the whole thing?
No, and I'm so glad that you brought this up because I want to explain to people of something. So, and we're going to talk about this event too. I don't think that people understand what Global Citizens Festival actually is. Like, I think they just think it's this fun park festival where everyone buys $80,000 tickets and you go. It's not Coachella. No. In order to get your free tickets to Global Citizens Festival, you actually have to serve your community. Like, you actually have to go out and volunteer and do things. You don't get to eat hot Cheetos and drink Mountain Dew for an entire year and then go see Beyonce live. Like, it doesn't work like that with the Global Citizens Festival. Like, you have to earn your way in. And so the fact that we only got 20, the fact that you got 25 minutes is a blessing in itself.
Yes.
Like, because it's not meant for you. It's meant for the people of South Africa. People who traveled to enjoy that. That's like a bonus. It's like a reward for that. And it's like this, it's this huge, awesome effort, you know, and they do all kinds of, all kinds of awesome things, and help all kinds. It's all about poverty and initiatives and things like
right.
that. So like, it's an awesome thing. They raised so much fucking money. I think in 2017, they did like, it was $3.2 billion. Oh, yeah. They raised, yeah, for sustainable development. Like, it's so much money goes into this stuff. And, like, it generates, what is this? I pulled it up because I knew we were going to talk about it. So the way they do their ticket distribution, it generated 1.6 million actions. Like, 1.6 million volunteer and service actions. Mm. And that equals the $3.2 billion. That a sustainable development, and it affects 221 million people. Like, this is a major thing. So the fact that y'all sitting at home mad after church that you didn't see a full Beyonce concert, I don't feel bad. We had Coachella. Get over it.
We had Coachella. So we had On the Run. And South Africa don't even get tours. So I'm just like, even if it wasn't global, right. Like, let them have something.
I let them live. Like, it was a great day. Shit.
Let them have something.
Lord, let these folks go off. Like, that's all I feel.
And they did that. And then... Plus, we got, like, the other Global Citizens Fest that she headlined by herself.
Yes.
We got that one.
I was there for that one. Frankie and I were present.
You bastards. And you know how.
Right. And you know how I got those damn tickets?
Well, what you do to volunteer? You fed some old people?
No, I do a lot of foster care shit. The agency I work with got tickets. But then the queer teen mentoring program I'm part of. Also got
to. I want to do that so bad, but it's just like my schedule. I don't feel like I will be able to be consistent as I need to be. So it's like I haven't. But
you might want
to
be like, sorry, it was like you might want to be like a group mentor or something like that. That way you don't have to be an individual. No one's expecting you to spend one-on-one time with folks. But like, that's how I got the tickets. Is that like there was work involved, and I showed up, and there was a whole bunch of people who also did work, and there are people who got tickets other ways too. Like, you can just. you know, you can, if you know the right people, you can have access. Right. But the show was great. Like, I was the first time I saw Ed Sheeran live, and I thought that was great that I didn't have to pay to see Ed Sheeran just in case he wasn't good. You know,
did he do a whole set or just a?
He did. He did. He did a whole set. He was before. It was weird the way they set it up. So Coldplay was first, which is odd, right?
Okay.
So it was Coldplay, and Ariana Grande was there.
Ari.
It was Coldplay, yeah. And then it was Ed Sheeran, that, you know, it's just weird. And then Beyonce. And then it was Pearl Jam.
And whenever I hear Pearl Jam, I think of Steven Universe. Continue.
You're right. But when Beyonce ended, first of all, Beyonce ended and introduced Michelle Obama first.
I do remember that.
So, and then once Beyonce left the stage, there was this mass exodus from Central Park in New York City, because everyone's like, we came for Beyonce, we're getting the fuck out of here. But Beyonce put on a show. That was the first time we saw, I think it was the first, it was the first or second time, it might have been the second time we saw those boxes.
I like want to say it was the first.
I thought it was the first time we saw those boxes.
I think it was the first. And then the crazy, with the 50 Shades.
Yeah. So she gave like that whole like this new performance, and she had the fun outfits on, and it was just Beyonce doing what she did best, and she just enjoyed it. She kept talking about how awesome it was, how great the cause was, and it was so much fun. There was so much weed in the air, you know. It was just like it was an amazing time. And Beyonce and Ed Sheeran performed "Drunken Love" acoustic.
They did,
and I was like, I didn't realize I needed this, but it sounded so good live. It's like, I mean, on the video, you guys can hear it too, but like, over the speakers and everything, and people singing along and dancing to "Single Ladies" in the grass with a whole bunch of drunk white girls. It was fire. So like, it's a good time. It's just a good time. And like, I'm sorry, and y'all didn't see all of that, but no one was complaining about that.
Listen, I remember that the Diva Breakdown, that was the first Diva Breakdown that I actually like went up for completely, because that's when she did "Fuck Up Some Commas," right?
Yeah.
I was like, do this all the time. Do it all the time.
She really, like, she killed it. And like, there are times when Beyonce does things for free-ish. It's when she does things for a good cause. Beyonce actually like really goes all out, when you see so many other singers and performers who do so little because it's not like for them. It's not promotional. It's just like, but Beyonce just puts on a good show any other time. It was an experience, and I was blessed to see it. I even canceled plans with my boyfriend or ex-boyfriend at the time. well, not ex-boyfriend, boyfriend at the time, because I was like, look, I know I'm supposed to come down and see you, but I was just given Beyonce tickets, so I'm hopping on a train. I didn't even ask him to go. I called Frankie and was like, you trying to go to New York City? What do you got going on
today? I mean, I feel like that's something that a nigga should understand. Like, so
he was so mad. He was so mad. And I was like, you're just going to be mad at me tomorrow because I'm not answering your texts or phone calls today because Beyonce, I need my battery light.
Like, I'll give you a little head or something to make up for it. But I got somebody to go see. And then she also, who did she sing Redemption Song with? Because number one, that's one of my favorite songs.
That was Pearl Jam. Okay.
We are the crystal gems. I'm sorry.
I left before that happened, but on the train I could see everything that was happening. See, that was something that was being like streamed on everyone's Snapchats and Instagrams. Right. So it was like, so I was watching one of these white girls, you know, I can click on an event and you see things.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's so cute. Whatever.
I just remember them saying her name like awkwardly. I was like,
Yeah, I hate folks when they don't get it right.
It's upsetting, but that was an amazing festival. And then of course we had Coachella. Let's go through the some festivals, because I mean,
yeah, we're already here,
let's just do it. Well, no, how about Time for Change? You remember that one?
Of course.
While we're talking about
charitable
events,
fucking Salma Hayek, her long ass speech before she introduced Beyonce. You don't hurry up.
See, I don't remember that part. I just remember Beyonce performing and opening with "The Change Is Going to Come." And me was, okay, so I see what we're going to do here tonight.
No, she did do that. I loved the outfit she wore for Grown Woman. And, like, it was just a good show. Like, she puts on such a good show. And everyone's, there's something about women empowerment when you show, when you can get Beyonce to show up for like this female feminist anything. Like, it just it takes that event to a whole other level, because she is probably one of the most powerful women on earth.
Yes.
And doesn't, and just, I'm sure Forbes is, I think she was like the most powerful, most influential woman, like woman in music. I think she was like number six on that list of most influential, like just women in America or something like that. But whew, like Beyonce takes things to another level. So Chime for Change, I remember watching that in full and being like, give me everything. Yes.
That was a great
this
one.
This is what we came for.
Rockin' Rio. Do you remember that one?
I remember Rockin' Rio, but I don't pay much. I don't pay it much mind for some reason. It doesn't take up a lot of space.
I feel like Rockin' Rio was just like a stop on Mrs. Carter World Tour.
Yeah, I mean, so there, a lot of her shows are.
But I feel like that was just like a legit, like, this is a tour stop. Like, that's what it gave me.
Thank you. I'm not going to do any much talking. Like, get out of here.
We're going to do the same thing that I'm about to go back overseas and do. So, like, this same setup and everything.
Thank you, Brazil.
Yeah, I don't remember there being any standout moments from that one. I have all these on my phone, by the way, thanks to B-releases. just the audio. So, yeah, that one wasn't too spectacular. We got the first Global Citizens Fest. Let's go to Glastonbury.
Woo!
Let's go
when
to
Blue
Glastonbury.
Ivy was shaking up in there, you mean? When she was taking Blue Ivy all over the stage. Why don't you love me?
Tell me, baby. Wasn't that the first time she did that song live?
I think it was.
I'm pretty
Hold
sure
on.
It was.
It's 2014, so I want to say it was. I don't remember it being anywhere else.
Wait, that was 2014?
Glastonbury was 2014, was it 2013? Wasn't it?
I thought it was like 2011-ish.
Was it? Oh, shit, it was 2011. God, Lord.
It's late. But no, yeah, that's when we got Why Don't You Love Me. It was something else. When she did the Eurythmic, Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams made of the...
During Sweet Dreams, like, I was like, this is perfect.
Can we talk about my favorite part of this is her cover of The Beautiful Ones, Into Sex on Fire.
Yes, genius.
I was like, who knew that's what we needed?
Her.
Because I didn't.
She knew it.
And I love that Beyonce didn't know the words to Sex on Fire, but she was reading them off her like cheat thing on the stage. Did you realize
I
that?
I didn't.
You've never. So go, when we hang up, go watch it. And when she's laying down, you'll see her, like, looking down. Like, her eyes are looking at the paper as the music's playing. Like, she moves her hair out of her face, like, to read it again. Like, and it doesn't even matter, though, because she puts on this show that you don't even realize.
The execution. That. What? Now I'm shook.
So and then when she stands up, you can see. Yeah, you can see the paper when she stands up and she starts like singing it. Like, you're like, oh, she was reading the lyrics off the stage. But it was so good. So good that Caleb, what's his name? Not Falwell. Maybe it is Falwell. From Kings of Leon said that Beyonce made him want to masturbate to his own song.
You've mentioned that before.
It was that, and it was good. It's my favorite cover of Sex on Fire I've ever heard, because Beyonce's got the vocals for it. Like, it's just this powerhouse song, and she just delivers.
She screamed out.
She delivered. Whew. The icon leapt out. I just can't.
And it never went back in. It didn't want to. And that's when she she invented Skype performances for BET.
You were absolutely right.
So we're streaming this.
What
over
song
home,
was it?
Over Home, Jesus.
End of Time?
Yes, it was End of Time.
Yeah.
Everybody say, hey, BET. And they're like, what the hell is a BET?
They're like, who? Who's that? What's that?
It wasn't that when she was like, is it anybody's birthday? Oh, it's your birthday? Well, this also yeah. So we're going to sing this for us, happy birthday. It was so adorable.
She's adorable, man.
Just legendary. I really want to see behind the scenes footage of Coachella, though. Like, I really want to, like, I want there to be a documentary somewhere that she just filmed up. The footage is there. I know it is.
You know she recorded it.
Exactly. You know, so it's like, I want her to piece that. I would love to watch her pregnant ass putting together her Coachella set. Mm. I would love to see her, like, being moody and irritable and cussing people out. And Blues is sitting like, bitch, listen to what she pregnant. I'm tired of hearing her mouth. You're not tired? I'm tired.
I'm tired of hearing her mouth.
Like, I was just, cause shout out. It was so much detail in that, and I wanted to, like, her auditions for, like, the band and the dance. Like, I wanted to see the whole entire process. Like, put that up, and I will pay some money for it, not too much, because I don't have that much.
I would like to see that too. I'm like looking up things as we're talking about it, just because, and I'm like. Did you know that her Coachella performance was the most watched live stream performance of all time?
That sounds like fact, and I would never argue against it.
I was like, "What? Really? Okay, Beyonce, you do. Beyonce just does the damn thing.
Had us up.
We do not. We are not worthy.
Never have been, and never will be. But you know what? I'm gonna take what I can get.
Oh, you're absolutely right, though.
And I like how she does festivals now, because, like, she didn't start doing them until, like, the Four era. After she figured out who the fuck she was, it was like, okay, let me stand in my bad bitchness. Let me do a festival.
Let me just show up for these hoes.
Let me let them pay me to come to their shit. I don't...
I remember the Made in America festival, like, being... Because she, like, after Glastonbury, because Glastonbury is a big deal for anyone if you're a musician. Yeah. So,
but and I didn't even know about it until Beyonce did.
Wow. But I remember Amy Winehouse's Glastonbury.
I do remember that.
Yeah. But it's just amazing, obviously. But, like, after that, when she's like, okay, I'm doing Made in America, we're like, bitch, what? You're doing another festival? What? And the tickets are cheaper than your concert tickets? Well, let's all go. And. It's in Philadelphia. That's easy to get to. And my best friend went. I didn't go because at the time I didn't have the money. But I remember that short. Remember she cut her hair? Well, the wig was short. And she had up for Made in America. She had that. She had changed her costumes up too. It was essentially the Miss Carter World Tour as well.
Oh, she did Made in America twice? Remember this?
What? I'm not. What am I thinking about? It has to be. Yeah. Am I thinking Made in America?
Made in America was when she did, like...
2015.
Filling Myself, and that's when the box is.
Yeah, bitch, why am I so out of my mind right now? What am I thinking about?
I think you're thinking about Rock in Rio.
Bitch, I'm getting them all confused. But I'm thinking about, like, her short hair, but that was Rio. But she did have short hair in Made in America, too. I mean, yeah, she had to have. I remember
no,
that.
No, it was wrong.
There was it long?
Yeah.
There was a bob involved, and it must have been Rock in Rio. You know what it is? I'm over-caffeinated, and it is late. And that's what it was. I'm trying to remember what other festivals she's done.
I think that the two Global Citizens, Rock in Rio.
Right. Glastonbury, of course. Made in America.
Coachella.
Iconic.
Do we count the title X ones?
When she's it's a multi headlining. It's an event. Right. I think it counts as a festival, but it's like a it's a charity concert, so let's count it.
Okay. Shawnee did like her own set in one of them though, right? The one where she did Haunted and the other song that she did. Shit, it's on Lemonade. 6 Inch.
Yeah, I think that was the only time she did, and then she did All Night.
Right. Oh, that arrangement was so beautiful.
I remember when she forgot she was singing All Night and almost sang Drunk in Love. Yes. Remember that moment?
Yes.
We be all night.
Oh, was that in
love?
Was that intentional?
If it wasn't, well, we could pretend it is. Nobody would argue with us. But it is funny to me.
And that earring came out her ear. And she just kept on.
And she was bleeding. She looks down at it like, this is some bullshit here.
Anyway, 6 inches.
Nose. Just bleeding. How many times does Beyonce rip her earring out of her ear?
Probably a few. One like, of them fell out during Global Citizens, this one.
Yeah. And there's times when you think about Beyonce live, things go wrong. Like when she was in the Oscars and her shoe came off while she was going down the stairs in that big dress. And you didn't see her limp once. She propped that foot up and walked down those stairs and stood there with that shoe trapped under her dress. Like, Beyonce don't play no games. Never. When it comes to like, you, what you won't do is see me act a fool when something goes wrong. My hair gets stuck in a fan, still going to hit these notes.
And
don't worry about
the
it.
The title one, that's when she first started doing the holograms too, right?
Was it?
Because I remember that shit being crazy.
The holograms like on stage?
Yeah. I know she did it at the Grammys, but I feel like the title performance is when she first did it.
Was that, what year was that? Was that 2016?
I think it was either 2015 or 2016.
Because if it was 20, I think it might have been 2016.
Yes, because Lemonade was out.
Right. So the Formation tour, she had like holograms and stuff.
She did?
But I think so. Did she not?
Yeah, you know, holograms.
What am I forgetting? Let me remember. Lord, I am out of my mind tonight. But I remember. I feel like I remember holograms and shit.
And Formation?
Like, don't fuck with me. Stop. I almost called you Frankie. See what happened? I could have swore she had like holograms and stuff.
No, that's what she had the big box. Back in one.
I know the monolith. I know what it was. But I'm just thinking, like, whatever. I'm not going to argue this. You're probably right. I could have swore that we saw holograms and stuff. But it could have been Tidal.
I don't know. But
you're probably right.
Yeah, because she had on the go, and then they made her into like a Street Fighter character or Mortal Kombat character. God bless the internet.
Right? Because it's never going to. It never does right, though.
Also, side note, shout out to these Grammy nominations, although I don't give a fuck about them. It's just like, oh, that happened. Okay, well, people are going to get trophies and awards. Some of these nominations I understand, and some I don't. And that's us across the board in general. But
I'll tell you what.
So it don't matter.
If Bongwater and Bentley's wins a freaking Album of the Year trophy, I'm burning down the Academy. I said it on What About Your Friends. I'm going to say it here. I don't even know what's the name of the album. I think it's Beer Pong, Beer Water.
That's Post
whatever.
Malone, right?
And Bentley. Yeah. If his dirty ass wins Album of the Year, the Grammys are now like ridiculous, trashed. They mean nothing. They're incredible. They have no credibility if they give that to Post Malone and not to Beyonce twice. So I'm just gonna be like, the only thing that Post Malone put out that I even like is that Better Now song. And even then, I don't even know the lyrics to it. I only know it when I'm walking by somebody and they're playing it from a speaker. Or it's someone at the gym and they're playing it too loud. I'm like, you think that you are better now. And that's all I can say. I don't know the word.
I
but beer,
don't know any
Beamer Bongs and Bentleys, I just don't. I don't have energy for it.
I can't. And it's like, I was like, okay, some of these albums make sense and some of them don't. Also, shout outs to
like
Chloe
Dirty
and
Computer.
Deserving. Shout outs to Chloe, yes. And Halle. They're young. And new, so I'll definitely give them a pass. I'm legitimately excited for them because that video of Chloe just breaking down and crying, because like remembering when they were on YouTube before like Beyonce even like found them, like I was familiar with their stuff. So like this seems like it's amazing to have seen them from YouTube and then. The Sugar Symphony EP and the two of us, like, I'm just so happy for them. And The Kids Are Alright is one of my favorites of the year. So, that's the only thing that made me smile about these Grammy nominations, and the only thing that would have made me smile, because they're just so great.
Gee, I guess so.
They're so great. I love them so much. But back to these festivals. I don't think I have anything else to say about them.
Yeah, I think I'm spent. I was like,
Because you don't even know what happened at the tours and the shows and shit.
Yeah, that's how you know things are running together. I mean, look, I've been, I said it before to you off mic, I had been crazy overwhelmed with everything. I basically had a damn emotional breakdown Tuesday night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, I'm out here wilding. My brain, come find me and on Tuesday, and everything will be all right when I don't have to stress about nothing. I'm just going to be coasting along and, you know, trying to see my boo thing. That's it.
Speaking of which, you want to go ahead and jump into this book of B?
Oh, Lord. Do I have to? So we're going to go to Broken Hearted Girl. No, oh, God. I wanted it to be super sappy this time, but now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Why not?
I think it's stupid. No. So we're going to... we've gone here before, and it's just because it's fun. I think that new infatuation, new romance is always a beautiful thing. And it's a thrilling thing. And it kind of makes you feel good about yourself. Am I wrong?
It does make you feel good.
Doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
So I'm going to go to, it's going to open the book of B. We're going to go to chapter Dangerously in Love.
Mm.
Can you guess the verse?
No.
I was going to let you take a guess because there's several up here that it could be. That's why it's like.
I'm going to go, That's How You Like It.
That's exactly how you like it, baby Huey. This is what we
thank
do.
Thank you.
I just like that song because she's talked about all the things she likes about him, all the things that she wants from him, all the things that he is already. And like just thinking about that, when I thought that I have my back, do rag that gets too much. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's not like it. Yeah. Love that. My t-shirt. I love that. Like, I love that she's just, right. There you go. Just describing all the things about him that are attractive. And that's what I'm looking at right now. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I like this about you. I like that about you. I also like this and that about you.
I'm like,
all right.
At you,
though. I'm like, you know, baby. It's not like it, baby. So I'm like, oh, that song came out in the car on my way home today. I was like, but you won't do, Jesus. Skip. It gonna catch me having a romantic comedy moment. But just enjoy the person you're with. Enjoy a new love and enjoy new things.
Yeah, new things. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
I know, but just enjoy that. How are you feeling about these things?
I mean, it's a line in that song that I've actually been saying over and over to myself because it actually is very applicable to my situation. Cause, you know, he from Queens or whatever. So, you know, they light my up, my accent from New York.
So, yes.
Cause I would like, ayo, say strawberries again. All right, say it again. Ooh, he would like slightly, yeah. Strawberry. I'm like, ah!
You want a strawberry? It's like, I hate you.
I'd be so geek, and it's so cute. Oh my gosh. Okay, we can't talk about these niggas on this show.
What's these niggas like? You can't talk about yours. I've been very cryptic. Pause. I didn't realize that Flu and Trillificent were both at the Read Live right now.
Where is that? Where is it at?
In Seattle.
Mm.
Aw.
Actually, I'm looking at this picture of them. It just warms my heart. I love black queer folks so much.
You said who in Trillificent?
Flu. You don't know who Flu is?
Yes, I do. I do.
I must say, they out here looking like happy, queer. You know what? I'm just over here. I just love, we are magical. We are so magical. We have an essence about us that you can't capture, that you can't bottle, that you can't replicate, you can't duplicate. Oh, man. What would the world be without queer black people?
Some trash. Boring.
Not a damn thing. Oh, man. It just made my heart smile when I opened my phone and saw that. I said, look at God.
Won't he do it?
Won't he will? Ooh.
But yeah, we can't talk about these boys no more on this show. We're getting too sad.
No, that's it. That's the only time you ever hear me talk about a man ever. And now that I said it,
we getting gay.
I probably jinxed it. Right, we ain't about the gay shit. No, that ain't us. I ain't about to be on all that homo-ish, man. Nah, keep that shit away from me.
No, we ain't with that. And with that being said, you know, if anybody would love to come to Beezus, go ahead and hit us up on Twitter at Boys Love B. Boys of B, at Boys of B on Twitter.
There you go.
You know, I do it every time. Boys Love B on @gmail.com, sliding in emails. And, you know, just hit us up. Let us know what you like about the show. Sign them SoundCloud comments on the iTunes or Apple Podcast comments. You know, 5 stars won't hurt, you know. And some good reviews just won't hurt, you know.
No, it won't.
You know, we just out here, you know, doing the bee's work. Where can they find you at in all your projects and stuff and all that?
Man, you can find me on the timelines first. You know I live there. You know I stay there. I reside. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. It's @CharnelB. It's CharneilB. You can hear my voice every Tuesday with my boy Frankie on What About Your Friends. Also on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. You can also hear me every other Monday on my true crime show with my girl D. What Did You Do? And it's fun. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify. Go get all that good stuff, y'all. Where can they find you?
I mean, they can always find me in the graces of Beyonce, Gisele Knowles, Life, and Carter. But just go ahead and sign on the Twitter at Baby Huey. And then on IG, same thing at Baby Huey, BabyHuey. All my stuff is there. I'm working on some new things coming soon this month, so I'm excited. New web series dropping at the end of the month. Something else dropping, you know, towards the end of the month.
Yes. I still have to watch the other episodes of Chapter 2.
They're up. They are there. I think the 5th one was up this week.
Oh, good. I can binge it.
So, yeah, check that out. Amazon Prime. But Kennedy, the web series, that one drops December 30th. So I'm excited about that one. I don't know. I'm out here doing, you know, working, me and my acting co-star and shit. Just trying to do great things, you know, and be great.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, bro. Proud of you too. We done came so far in these past 2 years.
We really have. We've grown so much. We've aged also, but gracefully.
Gracefully, and but, you know, older and wiser, and never looked better.
Say that. Stiff what?
Stiff away. No! No stiff bitch.
No, baby, no.
Shake bitch.
No, shake bitch. Oh, God, we are a mess.
You aged gratefully. I showed it!
She's so damn country, that badass little girl.
I got this shirt from about 3 years ago when I was a little bit thinner, and guess what? I'm putting it right back to fuck on because it fit now.
No, bitch. Shake, bitch. Anyway, it's been real.
As always, remember, all roads lead to B.
Yeah, deuces and deuces.
We out.